From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
The first day of school always sucked. Each year there was that awkward moment when the teacher called my name for the first time. Johnny Neufeld? Present. Wayne Olson? Present. I always knew when it was coming. The cadence of roll call would break. Teacher's forehead furrowed, her mouth twisting. Raul Paprika? By the second grade, I got smart enough to preempt my embarrassment. Raul Parik, I'd jump in. Teacher looked relieved. Funny thing, though, my name isn't Raul. But from grade school to high school, from the basketball roster to my prom date, Raul was me. I hated my real Indian name. It wasn't, well, normal. You couldn't find a magnet in a gift shop at Disneyland inscribed with it, so I hid from it. And believe you me, I wasn't the only Indian who spent the better part of their childhood mutilating their name. Pauline became Paul, Bharat, Brett. My distant cousin Rujita became someone exotically French, Ruja. In college, I got comfortable in my own name, as well as with my immigrant roots. It took me 19 years to correct my best friend about how to say it, but hey, you know that cliche about better late than never. My father once wisely observed that we all give up something when we come to this country. And just like in so many other immigrant communities, it's true that my generation of South Asians is really something between here and there, something now that's reflected in the names of our own children. Some parents have searched for and found the genuine hybrid name, Monica or Jay. Others have gotten creative and picked names that are, well, Indian-ish, like Jalen. Some have tossed the book entirely, picking America's most popular name, Emma. I get why parents mash up Anglo and Indian names. I was Ragu spaghetti sauce more than once on the playground. But to me, it's a real loss. As each generation assimilates deeper into America, traditional names, with their unique sounds and meanings, may be the last reminder of our roots. So if preserving my heritage means that my own kids have to teach others to spell and pronounce their name right, so be it. With a perspective, I'm Dr. Rahul Parik.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.